Hello. It's your favorite time of the week again. Episode 5 of The Voice of the People. We have Piece of Shit Nick lounging in my hotel room out in Encore. Nick, how's it going out there on the plush satin sheets?
That's nice. You just pulled me away from a hot streak I had on the poker table, but podcast is more important, I guess.
Yes, it is. We're waiting for Cole to wash his body. He said he was getting out of the shower, but I didn't want to wait for him. What a catch, Jackie Bradley up against the fence, watching the Red Sox too. How you doing out there in Everett, Nick?
It's good. Nice. This hotel's sick.
So, Nick, we needed to cheer Nick up because the bachelor contest kind of came to a halt when the last four girls that wanted to, when they saw pictures of Nick when he was younger, and they saw how ugly his father looks. They saw pictures of my dad when we posted on the IG, so they saw what they were getting into. So tonight we're gonna narrow down from the four that we already have. Each week we're gonna knock one down till we have the final winner. There's gonna be Nick standing with a rose in the middle of Mass Ave, pronouncing his love.
Probably had something to do with the fact that you were airing out everything I've been doing over the last few weeks, too.
Oh, you're talking about the hot streak? Here we go. Cole finally finished drying off his hair. We got Cole. How you doing, Cole?
What's up, guys? Good to be back.
All right.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're driving down the Cape. Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm driving down the Cape. I'm just leaving Needham now.
I just had my son Nick bring me his my coffee for the podcast. That's his little joke. Thanks. He makes
I
me a
just had room
coffee for the
service bring me
podcast.
a coffee.
Must be
I think
nice.
he's spitting it. I think he's spitting the coffee. It tastes a little funny. But so we're just about to get into Cole, the contest. The
Oh,
bachelor
The
contest
Bachelor. Oh,
came to
yeah.
a streaking halt when the last four people in the contest looked at Nick's younger pictures and saw how ugly of a baby he was, and then saw my father, so they decided to leave the contest before they got emotionally attached.
Oh man. All right, we got to go with contestant four then.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
Whoa, whoa,
whoa,
whoa,
whoa, whoa!
whoa,
You're
whoa, whoa.
jumping the
Hold on a
gun,
minute.
Cole. You're
Wow,
jumping the
Cole.
gun. We're
Yeah.
actually just gonna.
I like to just I act quick, that's it.
Yeah.
That's my read. I'm sticking to it.
What we were gonna do, we were gonna actually. Oh, the Yankees just took a home run, 2-run shot in the third. There we go. What we were gonna do is we were gonna kick one of them off tonight and make Nick call her up and tell her.
Oh man, that's probably the
It's a little
That's
mean.
pretty
All right,
harsh,
well,
right?
I didn't hear one of them. I heard three of them. I did one of the interviews. I heard two of the others. I'm missing one. So whoever
Which
the one
other
I
one
didn't
would you
hear,
know?
she's got the boot. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's her.
Yeah, that's probably her. Both of you guys didn't take my advice and buy these super soft quality headphones, who are actually a sponsor of the show now. I can tell. I can barely hear Cole. What's he doing?
I can
You
hit
guys
Cole
both.
fine. What's up?
Neither one of you bought the headphones, huh?
Me and Cole were talking on the side. We wanted to make sure we could get through a podcast without them sucking before we bought them. You're fucking 30.
Yeah, and then we're gonna
Yeah,
buy
both
the
got AirPods,
$100
and you're
one.
buying these fucking $30 Amazon headsets that something that fucking Sausage Egg and Sullivan told you to buy. Like, yeah, all right.
These headphones are legit. I got a mouthpiece, I got a microphone, I got soundproof. Come on.
Cool. I heard you had a good day out there at Twin River.
Yes, yesterday.
Oh, it was yesterday?
Yeah, that probably means he doesn't want to talk about it, Nick. Don't be bringing up his shit.
All right.
Me? No. What? I got disconnected. I
He
got
said
disconnected.
he said
No, I
I
got
thought you nagged
disconnected.
me.
No, yeah, I did have, yeah, I had a good day down at Twin River. Yeah.
Yeah.
Um, but I haven't got up to the encore yet. I'm afraid they're gonna ID me and then kick me
they're
out.
They're pretty. They got guys at every door though.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
But you don't look 21 either. I mean, you look fucking 25. So.
We'll see. I don't know. It's
except
they,
when you
walk when into the casino, yeah.
Except when you're dancing around the Cape in that watermelon outfit you had from 5 years ago that I posted on the IG.
Well, yeah, I was 15, so I probably didn't look 25.
That was hilarious, though.
That was
the green
funny.
Shorts
was funny.
And the red shirt.
That was funny.
So, So we also think that these contestants might have dropped out of the Bachelor contest because they have heard how much of a dog El Chapo has been lately.
That's
been
really not my style either. But.
Hey, he's been humping left and right, and he owes it all to me, his fucking big brother, who puts the pussy on a platform and just hands it right to him.
I'm just trying to keep up at this point.
He just
Tony, you said that microphone makes you sound like you're doing like ASMR. That was like the creepiest sentence I've ever heard. Pussy on a platter.
Yeah,
like, that was whispered it to me. That was disgusting. Yeah. Take those things off.
That was real rapey.
Yeah, you can't even say any of the vulgar sexual things you say anymore because we're gonna sound like a porno.
Never use
your new microphone.
Never use the sentence "pussy on a platter" again, Tony. Please.
Oh, absolutely not. But that's good. Nick
is like a Special Olympics fucking.
Oh, I'm like a Special Olympics.
You really are. You don't know what to do. You sit there and you say, should I finger you? That's all you know how to do.
Yeah, right.
I had to show you the ways.
Yeah, I'm getting stalked by these girls after the fact.
So we did a poll the other day. Nick humped a weirdo the other night. And then he said he would talk about it on the podcast if people voted and the votes came in. They want to hear about it, Nick. Let's hear it. Even after he bought votes, this fucking scumbag had all my family
votes.
Members and the people he was
Nobody
working
voted.
With vote for him. Yeah,
because people don't want people. We want to hear about that.
Let's hear it. What
Our
happened?
Family doesn't hear.
How crazy is this fraud? What are we calling her?
Yeah, Tony. It can't be a two-way street. You can't have him talk about his sexual activity and then post it on Facebook.
Yeah, you can't set me
do
up
it
with
all.
Psychos and then.
I
know we're raw and unedited, but you're crossing some lines.
He's crossing a lot of lines. He's making my life fucking miserable.
Making your life miserable? You weren't humping for a year until you came with this podcast and started the Bachelor.
Yeah.
You were still fingering fucking apple pies to see what the warmth was.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God. I don't know if I'm feeling the microphone.
No.
A little too vivid.
Yeah. X-rated.
You could just look at Nick and tell him that he hasn't gotten laid a good lay in years.
Yeah, sure I haven't.
He just looks like a fucking piece of shit that you'd never trust with your clothes off next to
him. So Tony obviously forgot to write things down to talk about. Shitting on
Nick. No, I got a whole list, Cole. I got a whole list.
It's all about me. It's all about me.
No, hey, podcast ideas.
I told you that you could ask questions, Tony, and I wasn't going to just tell any stories.
Well, speaking of Nick.
You already know everything that happened anyway.
Yeah, speaking of Nick. In a grimy situation. Cole, you ever hear the story about the Nick back rub?
Oh, my God.
No.
Everyone in Dedham, you could ask anybody. No, Nick, shut the fuck up and let me tell this. You could ask everybody in Dedham about this story. I came home.
Most epic rumors of all time.
Hey, so it might have been a rumor, but it was so spread around that everyone believed it. It was the best rumor I've ever created. But it did happen. That's the best thing about it.
Yeah.
I came home and this kid, we'll call him Josh Nell, he was sitting there. Giving Nick a full-on back rub. They both had their shirts off. There was a bottle of cream next to it. We had a little room off of our room. We called it what the fuck did we call that?
The slop room? The slop room.
We called it the slop room. We used to smoke weed in there. And I came through the window because I used to always climb up and down my window to get in my house. And Nick's in there getting a full-on back rub by Josh. It was disgusting.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They were in what, eighth grade? What grade were you in, Nick? Eighth?
I will give it to you that was one of the best rumors you ever started because that spread around the town like crazy. I'm still dealing with that.
Yeah, well.
Oh, Tony, you gave him hell. You just made it up, didn't you?
He did make it up.
They were both in there with their shirts off. I might have made up the cream and stuff. Josh had his hands on his shoulder. I don't know if they were wrestling or not. I don't know what was actually going on, but it looked like a back rub, so I just went with it.
You want to know something that isn't a rumor, though, is that when I was a kid and Tony used to have his only and best friend over, Ryan Laurie, he would kick me out of the room while they watched Gladiator movies every single night. He kicked Gladiator. Me out of the room.
Yeah, dude, get the story right. It was fucking it was Fight Club.
First it was Fight Club, and then it was Troy, and then after that it was Gladiator. It was three movies that you wouldn't let me watch while you and Ryan Laurie watched them together.
Because you were always dirty. You were always a dirty little kid. You smelled.
We can use that as the excuse.
You had dirty knees. Cole, his knees were always dirty from playing in the dirt.
You wanted to watch Brad Pitt movies with Ryan Laurie, dude.
That's all you got, Nick? You gave a back rub to another
that actually
man, and I
happened.
Watched it.
My story actually happened, though. Yours didn't.
Cole?
Well, Tony, it's hard to validate any of your stories, but Nick, if that went down, that's a little gay. Tony, that's also a little gay. So I think you're both even.
We just didn't want Nick around. He was a little dirtball. He was just my brother for only 3 years. We didn't really trust him yet.
He was just my brother for only 3 years.
This was after he came in the box with the holes in him. So he was still new to everybody around.
We didn't really trust him yet.
Oh, we've been getting some classic Mikey V phone calls this week, too, about trips to New York and...
Yeah, so we're also going to do a little thing now. We have so many voicemails from my fucking psychotic father. We're going to play a few voicemails at the end of the episode just so people can actually see what Nick has to deal with on a day-to-day basis. He calls us every single day for the steak and cheese sub.
Hey, should we tell the story about New York and then play the phone call at the end so he can confirm everything that we say?
Yeah, you tell the story.
Give me the story. What happened?
Go ahead, Tony.
So when we were younger, my dad used to be a merchant marine. Remember that, Cole? You probably were.
Yeah, I do. That's where he got the mesothelioma.
Yeah, so he used to have the Union Hall was in New York. So he used to...
It was basically that movie Contraband.
That's what he told us, whatever. So we used to drive to New York with us. He would have us go as his patsies when he went and made pickups and drop-offs in like fucking the Bronx and Brooklyn, wherever he was dropping off his packages. But he used to bring us with him, so we looked like a family, and we were just, like, kind of masking what was going on. And then he would stop by the Union Hall and come out. And then years later, we found out we were involved in a drug trafficking ring.
Yeah, my mother used to send us with little squirt guns so we could squirt him in the face with water while he started to nod out at the steering wheel.
Oh my god!
And then we thought we were going to see like the Statue of Liberty and stuff like that. And he goes, "Well, what? We drove by it. You got to see it."
now we're subjected to sending him a steak and cheese every fucking Wednesday and Tuesday.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, fair enough.
Garbage.
Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
Every fucking day. How many steak and cheeses could you eat a week?
I got them three last week.
How old were you when you go up to New York?
I was probably
eight. I was probably 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, you must have been. I wasn't even alive.
No, you were.
Yeah, we were young.
We
never talked to him about it either. Like, we always assumed that that's what we were doing now that we're older. But we finally asked him on the phone this week, and he was like, yeah, there might have been some shenanigans going on.
Also, I have the legendary picture from the Niagara Falls trip. With us on the side of the road. So we're all driving in Niagara Falls. We rented a 1992, whatever it was, Lincoln Town Car.
Lincoln Continental, yeah.
It was a town car. It was a big one. We had a cooler in it. We had all our bags. We were going to Niagara Falls. We were stopping at back doing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This was the only Vaca family vacation we ever went on.
Chances are there was some shenanigans there, too. But...
Yeah, well, no, the shenanigans were we were driving down and me and Nick in the back seat, we both fell asleep because it was a long ride. And little do we know, Donna and Mike in the front seat both fell asleep. My dad, while driving, ended up slamming into the guardrail, blowing out both the tires, totaling the car. We were on the side of the road for 3 hours waiting for a tow truck. Finally, the tow truck came, piled us all in the tow truck, brought us to like wherever we were in New York somewhere, brought us to another rental car place. And all they gave us was a fucking Geo Metro. We tried to pile everything in that and finished the trip. My dad told the police that somebody cut him off. Not that we all fell asleep. He was also wearing a urban sombrero on the side of the road. I get the picture of him with the cowboy hat on. I'll post that on
That's
the IG
awesome.
once the episode drops. It's ridiculous. Awesome. We still made the trip, though. We went to Cooperstown. We went to Niagara Falls. I almost tried to push Nick into the falls. I was thinking maybe I'd get extra presents on Christmas if I did it, but... Fucking Feliz Navidad, huh, Nick?
Yep.
We had to celebrate two fucking Christmases living with this fucking piece of shit.
How about the two of you guys with the fudgicles in my dad's car?
That's the best
story.
I don't
story remember that. That.
I remember it because he came flying out with fudgicles all over the back seat of the, what was that, the Chevelle? What was that
car? I remember.
No, it was Oldsmobile, a Cutlass.
Yeah, your dad used Cutlass. To let me sit on his lap when he had those two old cars. I was like fucking six or seven. Yeah. We were on the highway. Yeah. He used to put me on his lap and let me steer the car.
Yeah. That's because you were so dirty. He didn't want you dirtying up the seats, so he kept you on his lap.
I'm sure he'd rather me on his lap all dirty, right?
You were like Pigpen from fucking Charlie Brown, fucking with a cloud of dirt following you around. Why were you so dirty when we were younger, Nick? Let's get to the bottom of this.
I believe I was just tan, and you called me dirty my whole life.
No, you were dirty. I used to go up to you, would spit in my hand and rub your arm and watch it come off.
I would never let you come up to me and spit on your hand and rub my arm. I could beat you up since I was like 11, so you would have never done that.
Beat you up? I've been fucking bundling you the last couple of days, pulling the top of your fucking dumbass hair.
Yeah. Tony, that's your new move now, pulling hair. Oh. You're going to come out and publicly say that.
No, really. He fucking bites me too and scratches me and shit every time I ask his wife.
Just keep it within the house.
Yeah.
Caitlin was going to come on today, but she's in the fucking full-on nest mode where she just has to clean everything in this house. She spent 8 hours fucking on her hands and knees, 9 months pregnant, scrubbing the floors like fucking Cinderella. I came home and she's like, my feet are throbbing. I've been cleaning all day. The house is spotless. I can't even walk her in any of the rooms.
Last night we were
cleaning up behind me.
We were eating dessert last night.
Is that why Nick's at the Encore?
She had a fucking sponge.
I had to get rid of him.
She had a sponge and she was cleaning the spoons out of our hands while we were eating dessert.
She told me, get rid of Nick. Your brother's too fucking dirty. He's got that cloud of dirt still following him around since he's a little kid. Send him to the hotel. So
you're going to have a baby in about a week.
Not even. 5 days. Friday. My last day of work is Thursday, and then boom. I'm trying to push it back till Saturday so we can be born on the same day as Tom Brady, but I don't think it's going to happen.
No, it's a scheduled C-section, so no, it's definitely not happening.
Yeah,
oh, it's
a
scheduled C-section.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's legit.
I'm hoping that some of the listeners bring me up food while I'm stuck at the hospital for 5 days. I want a steak and cheese.
What if the baby's, like, completely black?
Oh, I'll fucking leave her. Come home, burn the house down.
Who's watching
I'll
the
come
other
home,
gremlins?
I'll come home, take the kids, burn the house down, and fucking be gone.
Oh, that would be funny. That would be funny. Everybody's congratulating you. You're trying to post it on Facebook. Why is
the baby
black, Tony?
Cole, what about you with the Instagram post that you just had with that fucking, with that line that every girl has been using in her profile picture for the last 2 weeks? I'm a little disgusted with that line, but I mean...
Oh, really?
You're still young.
I'm getting better likes than you've ever
done. You're still young.
I've always got better likes than you've ever
done. You're still young, so I'll give it to you. But that line is definitely like a 22-year-old
That's the whole point line. Of it, though. It's over.
Oh, you're making
That's
fun of it. You're making fun
of
it. Oh,
course.
I get it. All right.
Of
I thought
course,
you were trying to
Tony,
be smooth.
Tony, this is advanced intellectual humor I'm introducing you to.
You want to know what was pretty funny? When Nick was 12 years old, we did the Park and Rex for the town.
God.
It was like... Condon Park, Paul Park, Riverdale.
Let's just say I was easily influenced by the older kids when
Nick,
I was young.
Hey, Nick pissed in a Super Soaker. We used to do park raids where Condon Park would raid another park and we'd fill up water balloons and we'd storm to their park. Nick pissed in a Super Soaker and fucking sprayed Frankie Jeruzzolo right in the face. This kid was like 300 pounds.
In his mouth.
He sprayed him in the face and mouth. And the kid was like, Nick got banned from Park and Rec for the whole year.
No, it was only a week.
It was a year.
No, but I...
What was it, a camp?
Yeah, it was camp.
It was
they,
a camp,
the
yeah.
The only kid to do it. I was influenced on that one. I was like 10 years old.
You were influenced, but it was your piss, and you sprayed the gun, so...
Yeah.
You were a bad fucking child between the fucking other thing we talked about before, which I'm not going to bring up, and then that.
I was a bad kid?
Yeah, you were fucking in court in shackles when you were 12.
You were the worst kid of
hate
all time,
crimes.
Tony. You
hate
got
crimes.
Expelled from... You got expelled from school. You got suspended about 50 times.
You had hate crimes before you were a teenager.
Yeah, Tony, you were way...
The look
no,
that
I was
the
worst teenager.
Was
Nick was,
brother.
Nick
oh,
was
yeah.
hate crimes when he was 12
yeah,
years old. I was the worst teenager, yes, but...
I hung around with a bad crowd.
Jesus Christ, they are just teeing off on this fucking guy.
You sound very invested in that game, Tony.
Well, I mean, it's Sox Yankees. It's the end of the series. It's just a fun game to watch, and we're getting our asses kicked.
Yeah, that's let's be
honest. No, I don't bet anymore. I don't bet anymore.
This is raw and uncut, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like saying you don't have Instagram anymore, but you're on the podcast.
Yeah, but that's
Instagram.
Different. I'm trying to fucking promote us.
Me and Cole know.
Hey, both of you motherfuckers.
How much you got on the
I got nothing on the game, you fucking weasel.
Like, come on, just tell us.
SS Hamox will literally be having the child.
No, I have nothing on this game. I'm invested from a fan's point of view.
Hamox got her hands on her hips behind Tony right now. Listen.
You better watch your mouth and call her Hamhawk. She's not going to like that.
You do all of
it. Yeah, she's my Lady Hamhawk. She's not yours. She's your fucking sister-in-law. That barely even likes you.
I just think it's like so funny that you get away with that.
I'm surprised she's calling killed that. You for that. Yes.
Have you ever seen her buns?
What?
That's again. Why I call her that.
Oh, I think
that's what I thought.
Oh, she's pregnant.
Yeah, that too. But she's got the ham bone. Her ham bone's huge.
I thought it was a pregnancy thing.
Oh.
Well, you're both idiots. You're both fucking too stupid to buy headphones.
Hey, speaking of sisters, have we told our sister yet how mom's going to see the baby before she does?
She can listen on here, but you know Shannon has refused to listen to the podcast after last episode when we fucking spilled spilled our guts about how she treats her husband.
We've been getting radio
makes
silence.
Him fucking wait to eat.
There's been radio silence in the group chats.
Hey, did
yeah, Cole, we got X'd out.
Did anyone make a comment about our first podcast when we took a little shot?
No,
at them?
They were okay with that one, but I think we ruffled some.
Well, because no, that's true. Speaking of okay with that one, Sean's out with two girls right now. He's got cologne on and his hair's gelled up, so he's way ahead of all three of those boys.
Yeah, no, Sean.
Yeah,
Sean
you guys
will
be grandparents before he's 16.
Yeah, but you got to watch.
Oh
him
yeah,
for
definitely.
Sure.
He's been training for football every day. He's learning all the pass routes. He's loving. He's got his gloves.
You watch last year
I do.
Too?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so in. I'm on season three.
Catch up. I'm
so
on four.
All right. Well.
The fuck's that supposed to mean? You fucking too busy watching Stranger Things, you fucking turd.
No, I literally, I was so into it for a day, and then I just, season three
really?
Disappointed me. Like, I got all the way up to season three, and I haven't rewatched it. I got
into what's
Euphoria,
on tonight, Cole? What's on tonight?
And then I got into, what's on tonight? Not Euphoria.
I think it's on tonight.
It's on Sunday night, you fucking idiot. It's on tonight at 10 o'clock.
That's
yes.
my problem.
Oh,
there's too
really?
Many shows out right now. There's too many good shows that I need to catch up on at the same time.
Tonight, it's all about Cassie, too, my favorite person on the show. It's all about her. Yep.
Is it?
I fucking
I
follow them on Instagram. I follow her. I follow them. I get the
I follow them on Instagram.
I follow them on Instagram. On what Instagram? Yeah.
Oh, my God. They
Instagram?
Just did another one. So I got some other stories written down here, but then I think we might run out of stories to tell.
Yeah,
we're never gonna run out of stories without fucking family.
No.
How about Mikey V's?
How about
Mikey V's big payday when my mother got hit by a drunk driver, broke both her legs, so he decided to go out and buy a fucking brand new Corvette with the settlement money.
Yeah, with a 3-year old daughter at home.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that
was I wasn't even alive for that.
He bought a motorcycle and a Corvette when he was supposed to go out and get a family car.
The Vacas don't really have, this side of the Vacas don't really have a good, they're not really that good with money, you could say.
Yeah, or really anything else.
Yeah, I mean, Tony, you can lay down a decent tile.
Yeah,
and
we're good with our hands, just not with our brains.
Copper. Yeah.
Mikey V could fucking he could push a brush like no one.
Yep.
Oh, his painting. Him and Donna did my cape house.
They did.
Yeah, they did my cape.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, not this one, not but the old one.
I think I'm working right now.
Yeah, him
the
and Donna did
house,
it this
right
year.
Now, Cole. Right on
where are you
like
working?
Riverside, I want to say something like that. Riverside Street in West Harwich or something like that.
Yeah.
You're down the Cape. Yeah, I thought so.
I remember Dunkin' Donuts that I went to one time before I went to your house. I'm like, I think this is right near the house.
Yeah. You guys did.
West Dennis, we did a couple roofs
down there.
The one out with another Papagino's right off the exit.
Yeah.
But across from your fucking favorite spot, the fucking shit Thai place.
Oh, it's great. Once you grow up a little more, you're going to love it.
Oh, speaking about amateur palate, I just went to Trader Joe's, who's hopefully going to be a sponsor of the podcast one day. Probably not, but I went there and I got the peanut butter blondies. Oh, they're the best.
What's that?
They're like little brownies, but they're peanut butter sandwiches with graham cracker on the top and then peanut butter and jelly on the inside. They're so fucking good.
Yeah, I just paid $40 for a buffet down here at the hotel and ate a slice of pizza and then left because you were leaving Tony.
That's all you had?
Basically, yeah.
Oh, you're pathetic.
They had all kinds of desserts down there.
I hate you, Nick.
Oh.
Yeah. Not as much as I hate you.
All right. What else can I make fun of him with? Oh, yeah, you never talked about the fucking romp, the sex romp. You just skipped right over it.
No.
What happened? She was staring at you while you were sleeping?
It was a 2-1 vote. We agreed.
Did you come on her face?
Tony, I'm telling you, you'll listen to this. Yeah. You literally sound like you're filming a porno.
Yeah.
With the microphone on.
Well,
the way you just whispered that,
come
I got chills.
I'm a professional, Cole.
We'll call Bukkake. Her name Bukkake for the people, but. God.
She videotaped you walking in, right? Something and recorded the sound of your voice to play as a ringtone? Is that what you're saying?
Somebody said that, that she might have recorded me sleeping and saved it as a ringtone.
You got to get rid of this Booger Wolf.
Yeah.
that was one of your better terms.
I got that from fucking Ty Dolla $ign.
What about the dented cans that you used to call girls?
That's all the girls in AA. Yeah, because they're still worth a nickel. You can return them. They may be dented, but they're still... Nick, you're a fucking dented can right now. Wicked bad. That's why all these girls are fucking refusing you. They look at you fucking liver lip.
I wish I would get refused by more girls right now.
Oh, you're there. He's finally getting laid, Cole. He's got that high school fucking swagger right now.
No,
he's
like, wait a minute. He's like, wait a minute. You don't have to just use your fingers. I didn't know that.
No,
there's other way to pleasure a girl.
You fucked me, Tony, because that's a special request by girls now.
they gotta see. Let me see these fingers. Let me see what they're all about. That's because your fingers are longer than your little fucking little chode.
Here we go again.
You're the one that told me, like, oh, all these girls want my little dick.
You're diving back into that well, huh?
Cole, I got nothing to talk to, so I'm just going to rip Nick's fucking soul out of his chest.
I know. Liver lip.
It didn't work?
He wants credit to set me up with all these girls, but then he also wants to talk shit about me about whatever I do with all these girls.
Yeah, like I said, he'll take any attention he can get.
I got the 4th of July story where my dad shot a flare through the house and threw a basketball off my
fireworks.
Face when I was like 12. Yeah, we had no fireworks, so he grabbed one of the ship flares and he was going to send that off. And the fucking thing shot through our fucking porch and lit the porch on fire. And the fire trucks came. And
for those
and
who don't know,
came.
A ship flare doesn't. You don't. There's no like a wick on it. You don't light it. You know. There's like, it comes in like a
you
thing of plastic. And as soon as you open the plastic thing, it just shoots off. So he had it aimed at my house. He had it aimed directly at the house into a group of people. And he opened it and it shot through all the people through the window and like nearly lit the house on fire.
Yeah, the cops, the fire came and everything, and he said some fucking, some dark-skinned guy with a hoodie ran by and did it. And they were like, had like an APB out looking for him, and then they looked around the porch, and all it was ship stuff. He had like anchors and fucking like
wheels
ship,
and life
figurines.
Life jackets
and everything.
And he was like, yeah, all right. We know you did it, you fucking retards. It's shit flare. Fucking Mikey V. We've had some good 4th of Julys.
He hit me
in the back with a piece of wood on one 4th of July. My buddy Dave was going to pick me up. It was like the first time we were hanging out. We were probably going to smoke a blunt or something. And I was saying something with him, and I turned my back on him, and all of a sudden I got a fucking 2x4 off the back. The fucking arch of my back. I fell to my knees. He's like, fucking punk. I left the house. I got into Dave's car. I'm fucking crying. He's like, what's wrong with you?
Hey, Tony, remember when I...
Like, just try.
Probably the last fight that we actually had when before you got clean, when you stole my laptop and sold it to the drug dealer, and then you came in and we started fighting. Oh, Mom slapped you, I think, and then me and you started fighting. Me and you were fighting on the living room floor, and then you tried to stab me in the leg with the pen. And when you stabbed me in the leg with the pen, Dad jumped up and tried to jump in, and all his money fell out of his pocket. Then you stole that and bought it, and then you bought my laptop back and gave it back to me.
With the money out of his pocket, yeah.
You bought it back with that money, and then you went to detox that night, didn't you?
Yeah, it was.
Well, hey, you made everything right. The only one who got fucked that day was Dad.
Oh, fucking Cole's not even in here anymore. What the fuck happened?
He's still here. I said connected. He'll be back.
He said he can't hear us.
Well, tell him to disconnect and reconnect. That happened to me last time.
All right. So he didn't get to hear that whole story. Whatever.
Yeah, see, he's back. Well, he's disconnected now. He's going to come back. That was a good one, though.
Fucking episode 5. We're still having technical difficulties. Episode 5.
But yeah,
I missed
Cole,
that.
You there?
You're going
to... That was a good story. You're going to have to listen for that one.
You know, Tony stabbed me with a pen, though. Another one of Tony's dirty fighting moves. No,
that was the PS4. I stole a few things from Nick.
He stole a PlayStation 4, and then I found out a year later, I talked to his friend. His friend was, he said he didn't know where it went. And then one of his friends was like, yeah, your brother sold me a PlayStation last year. And I was like, he did what?
It was a PlayStation 3, actually. PlayStation 4 wasn't even out yet.
Oh, man.
I got it for you anyway, so shut up. You didn't fucking
know. I know. I bought it off so you didn't have to pawn it. I didn't even want the fucking thing.
Oh, yeah. Don't act like you fucking did me favors. I'll fucking cancel you off the gym.
Yeah, I pay fucking double what you do for it, so.
Yeah, but you're fucking late a month if you want to get it technical. I'll send you a Venmo request right now. So we should call this lovely lady tonight and tell her she's out.
Do we want to announce? Should we announce who it is, or we're just going to wait for them to listen?
I could just message her
right
now.
Just send her the message that I told you to say to her.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that. Hey, sorry. You didn't make the cut.
Oh, man.
You got eliminated.
We don't even have to tell her it was round one that she got eliminated.
From The Bachelor. Thanks for playing. All right, so she's informed. So we just cut Lisa the MILF, old lady Lisa, who has the rapper son. Everyone go follow her son on SoundCloud.
Brockton's hottest rapper.
I mean, he's good. Yep. She got cut. So now we're down to three. We're down to Slash Kelsey. We're down to Sober Sarah. And then we're down to contestant number 4. So we're going to have to do a third round of interviews with each one of them, I think. Maybe have them. Maybe we'll do a scavenger hunt or something.
We should do an interview with Nick.
Yeah, with Nick and that. We should have them each draw a picture of Nick. And whoever doesn't look as ugly as Nick does will be the winner. So we'll have them maybe stay away from the liver lip and the fucking monkey face and the light bulb looking head.
Hey, we should get just like a picture of like Nick's arm or leg or something. Send it to them and say, guess this ethnicity.
Yeah. If you could guess the DNA,
whoever gets it right,
we'll give them a bunch of markers and they can try to draw the. They can draw the shade of
Red Sox making a little comeback. Benny Bats with the two.
Yeah, he didn't bet on this game though, right?
Oh,
I didn't. It's fucking Boston. Yeah, I know. I put my future son's college.
You got fantasy. You're doing fantasy football. Is that what it is? Fantasy baseball. Is that why you're into it?
It's if the Sox don't win tonight, there's no C-section on Friday.
My insurance will be canceled. So I wonder if we could we could get Slash Kelsey on tonight to maybe talk, do the second round of interviews. We've got to get some more girls on here. The girls aren't going to keep listening to us ramble about our shitty family.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. I actually have another people. A couple people have been asking me to come on, and I just haven't really set them up. I got this kid from my childhood coming on. He's going to do some food reviews. He's fucking hilarious. Well, we got Tuesday night. We got Ralph coming on, right, Cole?
Yeah.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's around. He'll come.
Need
on.
Him. Caitlin's been telling me she'll come on for fucking.
Let's give Caitlin a break until after the baby, huh?
Yeah. So Caitlin, just for people who don't know, is the pregnant wife. That's why she can't make it on, which is totally
Tony's
fine
giving her shit because
everyone,
she was cleaning the house all day, so she can't come on the podcast. She's literally having a baby on Friday. So.
I mean, this pregnancy's been just as hard on me.
I can tell.
Her.
It's making you scared. It's giving you anxiety, is what it's doing.
I think I'm all right with that, Pop. But it's just been
you didn't,
it's been hard.
I don't think you put together anything that for baby related, did you?
Oh, fuck you. I did the whole room over. I painted both rooms. You fucking cut out a rug.
No, I put together the fucking dresser. Shit. I put together the crib.
You put together the crib.
Yeah, whatever. You did that just so you could have a place to stay for the night.
Don't beg me to stay over and then talk shit later.
How much did I bench yesterday, Nick? Why don't you talk about that?
Bench?
How much did I put up? Three times. No help.
I think just about your weight.
245? No, I only weigh 230, you fucking wise ass. I'll fucking come over there.
You put up 245 three times? Well, that's not bad.
I think I could have did more, but I was afraid. No. So I didn't want to.
And he also, he made me.
It's never enough.
He made me videotape
it. You're a child.
Did you tape it?
I think I could have done more.
Those are the worst kind of people. The people that like ask for you to videotape them doing fucking bench press at the gym.
Nick, you asked me to take candid pictures.
I never asked you to do that once. Never.
Fucking chocolate thunder.
What?
Why are you so fucking dark? Why are you so dark?
Tony's. Yeah. What it is Tony's jealous of everything. That you're tan.
Yeah.
Tony's mad.
Hello.
You should do.
Oh, we're doing this. Tony's headset fucking up right now? Is Tony saying hello? Yeah. Hello, we can't hear us?
No, I had to do it because I started looking at fucking Facebook and I went to like the Facebook stories and it cut out you guys and I was. Yeah,
me too. Same
I'm
thing.
Glad we have everyone's undivided attention over there.
Yeah, Cole, what are you doing? Are you driving or are you still at the house? Well, you can't even tell. Sounds
no,
so
I'm
clear.
Driving. Why?
Did you wrap a blanket around the phone?
Yeah.
No.
You guys aren't going to get these headsets, right? I should stop asking.
No, we just wanted you.
I don't really know if I want to sound like.
You
mean Howard Cosell, you fucking weirdo?
No, the Predator, Harvey Weinstein.
What?
Howard Cosell's a great announcer.
Harvey
Weinstein's the fucking guy that does movies. He doesn't talk. He's a
He's a slime. No, he's a slime bag.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what you're doing. That one went over my head. I'm not a slimy creep just because I put the pussy on a platter for Nick.
God. I just don't like when
did you
like,
summon her face?
Too much alliteration.
Just look at the
fucking
last year. Nick's been fucking whacking it to fucking everything in sight. And now I put him in touch with the people and he has 2 kills in a week.
They had nothing to do with you.
I mean,
that's awesome.
2 questionable kills, but 2 kills at least. He doesn't get the caliber of women that me and you get, Cole. I mean, look at Lady Hamrocks.
Right.
She's up on the top of the list.
Yeah, you saved her from in front of a bus.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why she settled down with you, but you got lucky. So
she's just as lucky as
I
am.
No, she's not lucky.
What are you talking about? I'm a great father. I'm funny. I always keep it entertained. I'm a hard worker. I'm fucking warm.
I'm big and cuddly.
So if it gets cold out, you always know there's going to be a big fucking polar bear next year in your bed. If there wasn't for me to make a mess, she would have nothing to clean up. And she loves to clean up. So there you go.
Yeah, it works.
All right, but a couple instances I will say, like, if there was ever a fire in the house,
Yeah, it'd be like Costanza.
Yeah, he would push everybody out of the way.
If anyone ever came in and tried to rob the house,
I'd give up Nick. I'd give up the older child first.
Yeah.
Say take him, but leave everyone else. No, I wouldn't do that. I'd give him Nick's address and tell him where he hides his money. Right under his fucking liver lip. Pull his lip down. He's got fucking bands down there. Oh, you fucking human monkey, you.
Yeah.
Dude, Nick, do you look girls in the eye with that ugly ass face when you're having sex, or do you just kind of look to the side so they can't see your face?
Nah, I'm not getting into the sexual encounters.
What do you mean? You said you would.
No, nobody wants to hear about that.
Everyone wants to hear about it.
You can have everyone buy those headsets, and you guys will just whisper into them.
I was going off to the casino.
Did you come in her face?
No, I don't like it.
Nick, stop saying that. We got kids that listen to us.
You said it.
You're the one that dates these fucking pigs who like that shit. What else, Cole? How was your weekend? I seen you guys went to some party with some vineyard vines all in the background.
My weekend was good.
Needham Hills party. How come you didn't invite me? I was around this weekend. Party. Would you ever bring me to a party?
No, you're 37. Yeah, absolutely. People want
to
meet.
We have to have like
people,
a fucking. We should have like a soiree at the end of the summer.
People don't know if you're my uncle,
like your retarded
my cousin,
older brother.
They're curious.
Who's...
Yeah, they can't believe we're related. It's like I get tons of questions.
We need to do some more promoting. I'm slacking on the market.
Yeah.
Have you told Cole about your idea? Yeah, what you want to do for marketing? Who you want to hire?
No, shut up, Nick. Don't even fucking mention that. I'll hang up on you right now. I'll X you out. We'll talk about that off air, you fucking retard. Don't be flapping your fucking gums down. Don't be flapping your fat gums downstairs. I'll come down there and be... Oh, you're not even down there. I was going to come down and pull your hair out of your fucking head.
No, I'm gonna fucking trash this hotel room. And it's gonna
I might call up right now and tell them, you know what? I don't want the room tonight. Just take it on me. Have them fucking kick you on the streets. See you on the streets of Everett. I was up there for a couple hours. I just decided I got the pregnant wife at home. I got work tomorrow. It was a free room.
You were supposed to come up here
so
and check in.
Out
why
money,
were you here for
so
a few hours?
I was checking the place out. Shut the fuck up. I have the edit.
Nick's airing it out. Nick's
fucking
airing
retard.
It
out. You don't know
unedited. We need to think of a nice song for this episode. Maybe never gonna get it, never gonna get it, because that's Nick.
All right. That was a fun.
That one fucking bombed, too.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a dig.
It's cool. They got this thing in the room called weird as shit. They have, a fucking, all these candies and shit set up. They have, like face masks for girls. They got waters and stuff. But if you touch them and move them for more than 30 seconds, even if you don't open it,
You know what, Cole, Nick's never had the finer things in life. He's probably never been in a hotel room, so he doesn't know that those have been around for fucking 10 years. He called me up trying to tell me about those. I go, these are all over the place, Nick. Why don't you go out and live life a little bit? No, I've seen those. Oh, the Lemon Lodge.
I don't spend my life losing money in a casino like you, Tony.
Neither do I, but I'm just saying the finer things in life have come to me and Cole, and they haven't come to you yet. We've seen them at the hotel. Just hold your seat, Nick. They'll come. Hold your seat, Nick. They will come.
The finer things in life.
Yeah, the finer things in life.
Candy at a hotel right now. It's in the motel.
The free room
six,
you got because you lost money here.
You're fucking cashed in on it, you fucking scumbag.
Hey, is there?
You
is
do
there,
valet? Just fucking.
Is there parking there? Oh, someone was telling me.
Yeah, that's
the only
Nick's
way
friend. Nick's friend just fucking drove to Jedham and took a fucking Sullivan. Train. No, don't say his last name.
Yeah.
What do we call it?
Yeah, everyone
just called Corey Sullivan.
Three people
have
told me.
So he parked his car in Dedham and took the orange line all the way.
It doesn't even go there. You had to take a connector. It goes somewhere else, and then you take a bus.
Oh,
no train that goes there.
Yeah.
Fucking jabron. Fucking pull right up.
Yeah.
Right up to the exit. Get out. Give the guy a fucking crusty doll that I stole from an AA meeting and then go right into the fucking building. And then as I'm leaving, it's like $40 for valet, but if you have the red card, you can just fucking swipe it and get it for free. I got it fucking 3 years ago at a Bruins game.
How'd you get a red card?
They even broke ground on it. I'm like the first 500 members. That's why I think I got the free room tonight.
Wait,
Give me that. I'll just roll in with that.
Fuck Tony.
Yeah, cool.
No, I don't.
Hey, Tony, what do you need it for? You don't need to be up there. Right?
I think we've gone on too long. We're at 45 minutes. This is usually where we cut it off. What do you guys think?
Yeah, we'll play the voicemails and phone calls
later. Oh, hey, so she just messaged back. She said, it's cool. It's for fun.
Yeah.
I said, he said,
sad about it.
He said, maybe if you're not
busy.
You
put a letter down a little easier
tonight. To come by
Encore
Hotel. To come by Encore Hotel. He's there alone and sad. We'll see what she says to that. Loser.
This is Tony. Funan
on a platter. The platter.
All right. I'm out on that one.
All right. I'm officially. I knew the $30 mics.
No, motherfuckers, get the mics.
Not worth the money.
You look like a pedophile on fucking Pornhub with that thing on too. You just FaceTime. You look like a creep with that thing.
I don't need to look like a creep.
Oh, does it have the hole? Do you look like?
Yeah, I look like a fucking 2-bit telemarketer. Like I used to look when I used to do that.
Looks like he's collecting money for fucking Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I used to.
You used to do the Democrats.
It was ridiculous. Blood money. Yeah, it was a halfway house job. It was a halfway house job back in like 2011, 12 maybe. Back when Nick still wasn't getting laid.
All right, here we go. I'm going back down the poker table.
Yep, maybe you'll have some more luck down there than you will in the bedroom. All right, Nick, have a good one.
More luck down there than you did earlier.
All right, Nick, hang up so we can talk some shit about you. Hold on, Cole.
There you go. I'm going to fat pussy.
All right, Cole. Nick fucking sucks, huh? The worst vodka. He's an ugly vodka. Admit that.
Terrible. You're awful. No,
I think he's ugly. I don't think girls really think he's ugly, but I'm the only one that matters. All right, Cole.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I don't think he really cares.
You're going to get Ralph on for Tuesday night.
Oh, what the
hell? Oh, I just fucking hucked
along. What was that you just put into the microphone? Oh, God. It was way too clear on that $30
headphone. Now I'm peeing. Can you hear me peeing?
Hey, the microphone's
all right, cool. Have a good one.
Too.
I'm going to text you. We need to talk about this episode, get some things situated. All right.